From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and I'm in the City of London at Learning Live. It's day one and I've managed to collar Mike Collins, otherwise known as Community Mike on Twitter. Now, Mike, I know that you've got a community platform at the heart of your business, so I just wanted to ask you a bit about how that works. You know, tell us a bit about the job that you do, but you know a lot about community building, and I'm just interested if you could just share some of the insights in terms of what you've learned at building communities.
Hi, Martin. So I think first and foremost is we've been on a fantastic journey over the last 2 years. All started when I joined DPG after working for RBS, which I worked for them for 10 years, and really kind of got introduced to the art of community building. And I say it's an art because it really is a labour of love. Communities aren't built overnight. You know, they're built through having an idea of what you want to achieve through the community, and then nurturing, supporting, engaging people, you know, to understand and get value from that community yourself. My grandioso title at DPG is Head of Learning Solutions, but I am first and foremost community manager. We have started this journey for the very reason of connecting our customers, connecting them in an open and transparent and honest way, allowing us to connect with customers and develop relationships. But really as well, it's for our customers and our learners, first and foremost, to get access to each other and to learn from each other, to connect with one each other, so that they can share their own experiences and learn from others as well. I think one of the biggest learning points for us, and I've mentioned this already, is that communities aren't built overnight, but you have to have an idea of what you want to achieve from your community and ensure that those involved in that community understand how it works, understand what they're going to get from it, and as well as lurking, which in most communities people can do, is to become active contributors. And I think this is all part of digital literacy skills. I think this is all part of, using online communication to build stronger relationships and connect with content that you can then apply to your own practice. And through this 2 year journey, we've just relaunched the community, building on what we've learned over the last 2 years, both in terms of behaviours and mindsets around what communities are, as well as the technical skills. But because we've now done this, it's enabled us to start redesigning our qualification programs with this rich ecosystem of content and people that is making the learning experience far more in-depth, immersive, collaborative, and social, and that's something that we've really enjoyed going through.
So tell me, it's taken some time, and there's obviously, there are some things that you've done in this that have really helped bring people in and started them on the journey of contributing. So can you just tell us a little bit about that? How do you get lurkers to then become a bit more active and to start creating and sharing?
One of the roles of a community manager or community nurturer is to help people realise that what they know is worth sharing because other people benefit from it. And it's a shift in mindset between that whole, well, this is what I do, but it's what I do, so who else is going to be interested in that? To actually realising that what you've done can be hugely helpful to other people. And it's helping build confidence and capability using social tools. There is still a massive barrier to people's mindset around using Facebook and seeing Facebook as a social tool, but then transferring what they do in their own personal life to one in a professional context where they're sharing what they do and how they do it. Using those social tools, whether it's a discussion, whether it's a blog, whether it's a video blog, whether it's something that, they get involved in terms of adding comments to a blog. And I think once you've reached that tipping point with somebody, they then move from being a consumer and a lurker for all intents and purposes to being an active contributor. And it's great seeing that journey for people, those light bulb moments where people suddenly realise that actually it's not that difficult. And actually, I'm really enjoying this because I'm getting feedback from people, and people are telling me that they're learning and benefiting from the stories that I'm telling. And I think the key thing as well is you've got to role model this. People have got to see this behaviour coming from yourself and other members of the community. Behaviour is learnt in a lot of, in most circumstances, it's nature versus nurture. But if people don't see you role modelling, adding content, sharing yourself, and being enthusiastic and passionate about that, then why would anybody else want to do that? So role modelling is hugely important.
Mike, some great tips, and thanks for sharing some of that journey.
Been a pleasure, Martin. Cheers.
From scratch.